Good evening. Oh, probably most of you if you're East Coasters. Afternoon if you're West Coasters. It's 3:21 p.m. It's not mountain time, although I've been driving around in different time zones. It's actually Pacific time. We are driving to the Rio. What's going on? We're in Las Vegas, of course. Getting ready to watch some baseball games. Maybe I'll have the big buffet today. I had a buffet yesterday at the Cosmopolitan. It was phenomenal. It was actually, you know, if you're going to pay $38 for a buffet, which is not the most expensive at some of the hotels in Vegas, but if you want to pay $36, Cosmopolitan, $38 after taxes. The Cosmopolitan's a really good, it was classy. You know what they did is they released the food in portions in their own, like, dishes, pre-portioned. So that you don't overdo it on something you think is awesome, because you would never grab two of these dishes. They're too bulky. You know, if you're gonna have two of something, yes, but if you're gonna overdo it by, you know, slopping it out with the ladle or the spoon or whatever you're getting, you waste more of it. I like that idea. I like the conservation. So good on the Cosmopolitan. Anyway, it's a Ken Braverman podcast. What's going on? Whew. Migra's coming. Let's talk, because it's 113 degrees on the dashboard right now. It's like it oscillates between like 118 and 105. It's pretty hot. I don't mind it though. I don't have any fat on my bones, so it feels good. I like it. Anyway, wanted to talk about what we're going to do with people. Let's talk about immigration in a fun way, in a way you haven't heard before, right? So, as a former economics major at the University of Vermont, those terms supply and demand and stuff come up a lot. With the immigration situation, not just in the United States, but in, you know, the whole world, places that are booming with affluence tend to attract those who are looking to be affluent. Whether their motivations are pure or not. Either way, so you'll always have an influx of people coming from one area where it's deserted and dry of not only maybe resources, but also economy, which often those two things go together. They will always be trying to flee to go to somewhere where they can have a, and also people will escape things going on in their own place, because, well, we don't have to talk about why it happens, but we do, because it's going to, the answer is going to circle around to that. I bring up immigration because we have a global society, whether we want to or not, whether we want to remain rigid in our views and narrow on people's genes and color of skin and how we look at them. You know, if we're going to be racist, there's a whole racist discussion we can have for another pod. This one's just more about people coming from one nation to another. And let's focus on the United States, because it's such a hot-button issue, as it should be, right? Especially with the detaining of the kids and the parents and separating, stuff like that. How we are going to treat detainees, the way we label them is also important. How we're going to treat people that are fleeing some country and coming here. How are we going to treat those folks? Well, I think that we should all agree that illegal immigration should remain illegal. Meaning, there are legal means to get into the country through filing paperwork and yada yada and getting passport stamped and all that stuff. And then there's coming here undocumented, as they say. That is illegal, should be illegal, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. And we'll put on hold the issue of deporting those that are currently here and talk more about those that are coming in at the border now or are newly getting charged or found. Whatever, right? And detained in places and crossing everything else. I think the end goal should be that the global society, all nations, all places where you can go, are hospitable, are affluent. I think robotics and artificial intelligence and renewable sources of energy are going to get us there eventually in every nation, every town and city council will adopt this everywhere. Every villa in the town, everybody will. I think that eventually we will have a world like this. And I think we should try to teach people how to live this way so that when we do deport them or send them back to their country of origin, as we should do when they are coming here legally. There are a lot of small-time arguments in individual cases, so we want to get into it. But generally, if you come here illegally and you're found, we should send you back. You should pay for your own ticket, but maybe we'll cover that. USA covers your back ticket. How about that? We should do that. And while they're here, under hearing or being held or what we are doing, instead of having a place that is not hospitable to growth, we should be teaching people, educating them on renewable sources of energy, artificial intelligence, machine learning, democracy. I mean, we should actually be teaching them the morals and virtues and values that we hold dear and tell them to bring them back to their nation. I feel like if you give people smartphones, that they're going to be, YouTube's going to be able to teach them how to do what they need to do. We need to adapt to this crazy new world where all information's everywhere and virtually free. And algorithms are getting logged about the world and put into use and implemented. Neural networks are being defined. Basically, that means like a thinking, a logical processing kind of decision-making brain set on tasks that we all do repetitively. And it's going to apply to everything. Already getting there. Tired of paying, you know, $800 an hour for a lawyer? Well, get your legal bot, and your legal bot's going to answer your questions and do your filings for you. Bye-bye, lawyer, $800 an hour. Some lawyers, anyway. Watch how it destabilizes everything. Medical industry. Don't like what your doctor said? Why don't you go to an independent automaton robot that does a complete body scan and blood test on the molecular level? I saw an article about about this guy up in Northern California somewhere that developed a DNA structure out of DNA that analyzed that like reads information. It's like a code converter. At the molecular level, I read it. It was staggering to understand what he did. Because DNA is, you know, DNA, but he figured out a way to like annihilate competitors of. I'm gonna get way too technical. So let me just try to dumb it down. Imagine you had a big, huge thing of balloons inside of a big bubble or something. You know, you're in this universe where there's balloons everywhere. If you wanted to like pull out all the green and red balloons that were tied together, you'd have to go about it in a certain way. If there was tons of different colors of balloons in there, this guy figured out how to program DNA to basically do that and disseminate between different colors of balloons and on demand too, like having it test for different things. Amazing stuff is happening. So we're automating even DNA to be a robot for us and do our decision making. It's amazing what's happening. How are we going to adapt to this? What does it mean for humanity? And why not start with immigration? Why not start with those who have the least? Those who are fleeing their habitat because they cannot be there any longer. I'd be surprised how many times that beep goes off when I drive that thinks I'm going to hit somebody. So that's my new, in this rental car. That's what I've got going on. Anyway. So I think we need to, have such terrible people in charge. We need to find a way to educate those on. It needs to be its own type of religion, really. What is this religion of the religion of robotics? Like the church of artificial intelligence. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. That probably already exists. The church of artificial intelligence. That's funny. I like it. It must exist already. But it's a good name for whoever has it. Because what we're saying is that we're putting our faith in our ability to program answers to questions we have in life and have it done on its own. Which is a huge leap. This is the leap that really changes everything. when the robots start deciding what's better for us. Like, you don't have to ask a robot a question, robot, machine, software. You don't have to ask it a question like, you know, what's the air currents for the meteorologists running their weather patterns or something? What are the air currents like? Where is there going to be rain over the Midwest or the East Coast? Is there something coming in? Let's run a model. You won't have to ask it and feed it data. You'll be able to ask your AI questions like, I have a vacation planned for next month. What part of the world should I go to that's going to have the best weather? And it'll be like, you should go to the Falkland Islands, man. Right? Like, it's going to tell you what to do, and it's going to find the airfare for you. It's going to do it, everything. And it's going to bring you there on a solar plane. I'm telling you, this is the direction we need to go. It's the Church of Artificial Intelligence. It's saying that communally, we all can agree that knowledge kicks ass and apply it to robots and have things do what we want them to do. And I think why not try to start with people who are here and have nothing? What would be the first thing I'd do? How'd you put that into practice? Somebody stuck here at the border. You got a 16-year-old kid came over with his mom. We've apparently separated mom and kid. We've deported mom. Kid's still here because we're idiots or something like that, right? What do you do with this kid so he doesn't turn into a freaking terrorist and hate America? I think we start to be able to ask AI questions. So what happens is we ask a robot a question. It's like, hey, we've got this kid here who is from Nicaragua, and he doesn't speak much English, and he was physically abused as a child, and he came here with his mother, who's running away from the physically abusive husband or father, baby father, right? And he is a mess. He carries around a knife, and he hates life, right? Well, and actually, the reason I bring this up is because I tried to break up a fight at Walmart in North Vegas yesterday, and I almost got stabbed. It'll happen. But you know, I'm there to try to save lives. The two guys, like, one guy cornered another guy, both Hispanic, right in the entryway of Walmart, and grabbed him, and I saw it, and I was walking out, and I just jumped in real quick, and I was like, hey, and the dude who grabbed the other guy, the aggressor in this, he looked at me, and he was like, yo, back off, man. And when I saw that in his eyes, I was like, okay, I ain't going to get stabbed today. I was like, I will back off. But I told him, I said, I go, bad idea to do it here, man. That's what I said to him. Because I'm like, we're looking at cameras right above our heads. And I didn't look back after I walked away out of respect to not care what happened. I don't think he stabbed him. But who knows? I'll check the paper. Anyway, what do you do with this kid who we have detained? That's not this kid. I'm just making up a fake kid from Nicaragua here. And I think that if we had comprehensive enough intelligent AI that was able to read people's personalities and be responsive to their moral virtuistic tendencies, however buried they are in their personality. And what I mean by that is there's good in that 17-year-old kid from Nicaragua who carries a knife around. There's definitely good in him. He wouldn't be alive today if there wasn't. How do you bring that out? How do we bring that out? And then when we bring him back to Nicaragua, he flourishes. I think that eventually we'll be smart enough, smarter than one man, with this communal society knowledge, we'll be smart enough to analyze and look at him and say, oh, this kid has a propensity to, you know, play the piano or something, or it'll find something, right? Or something even more advanced. Like, or maybe when it comes to virtual reality and being a painter, this kid is unbelievable or something like that. Right, and it feeds off, and it gives him the opportunity to expand upon something that is a productive contribution to the world. And instead of being holed up in a jail cell with I don't know what media, the people that are being detained are being provided, if we provided them with some type of robotic health and treatment, that is sort of the answer. And it's probably the answer for the prison system as well. We're on the cusp of changing the way we solve problems because we're not going to be solving them one-on-one like we used to. We're going to be aided the same way we are aided every day when we grab our phones and we say, give me directions here. Dude, you think I worry ever about being lost? I want a banner, a badge of honor. I was on something called Unknown Road when I was driving out to Lake Mead on the recreational area, this awesome road. I went off the road, but not off the road. There was a bunch of tracks there, but it was not a real road. And on Google, it gave me the Unknown Road for a long ass time. I actually drove like right up next to a canyon. It was pretty sick. Now, but I never worried about getting lost because even though I was on Unknown Road, somehow in the middle of nowhere with not, oh, there were buildings in sight off in the distance, I guess, in a valley, but there's really nothing in sight and you have cell phone service and you have everything else. It's amazing what has happened already. And it's only going to expand and go that direction further. Now, all right, I'm in Vegas. I'm having fun with the baseball stuff. We're getting refined here, and I did a funny video with a friend of mine from high school, and she enjoyed it, and we enjoyed it, and it was funny. And so that will get posted up, and root for all my picks because if they keep winning, oh, the sky's the limit. Yes. All right, we are out for now, but AI will fix everything. Church of Artificial Intelligence. I like it.